Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Thursday, May 30th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. LaShawn's has just launched her very own production company. Per BroadwayNews.com, the newly developed LaShawn's Productions will develop and produce original works of new and underrepresented artists. Inclusivity will be at the forefront of the company, with hopes of increasing theater accessibility. Post-COVID pandemic, LaShawn's has become increasingly active in the producing realm following a formidable acting career. She won two Tonys as a producer just last year for Kimberly Akimbo and Top Dog Underdog. In addition to works of theater, the company is looking to broaden their scope and attach themselves to film and television projects as well. In a statement, LaShawn said, "As a career theater professional, I have had the good fortune to witness all aspects of what it takes to build a successful theatrical production. My love for this industry, coupled with my advocacy to develop new audiences, has inspired me to launch LaShawn's Productions. I hope to bring a unique perspective to each project we produce, and I look forward to continuing to build this company, nurture new productions, and bring on other passionate people to join me in this endeavor." For more information, visit LaShawn's-Productions.com. And finally today, the hit play Appropriate has extended one final time on Broadway to June 30th at the Belasco Theater. The family drama starring Sarah Paulson and Corey Stahl is nominated for 8 Tony Awards this year and is considered a frontrunner in various Tony categories, including Best Revival of a Play. The production was one of the most lauded Broadway shows of the season. In a statement, the lead producers of Appropriate said, "The response from critics and audiences alike has been overwhelming, propelling the production from the Helen Hayes Theater to an extended run at the Belasco, and we feel lucky and extremely grateful for the support the show has received from the Broadway community." And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.